The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
In a piece in the Orange County Register by Alfredo Ortiz, titled "Dems Place Socialism Above Prosperity, Jobs," we really get a good sense of what the Democrats are up to, what they'd like to see as the vision for America in the future. Alfredo Ortiz is the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network and joins us right now to talk about that. Good to meet you. Good to have you on the program.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
First off, what is the Job Creators Network?
Well, it is a fantastic organization that really was the brainchild of Bernie Marcus. And it's the other Bernie, the good Bernie, not the Bernie Sanders that we saw on stage this past week, but Bernie Marcus, who is the founder of the Home Depot, which I'm sure a lot of people love and enjoy. And it was a great American dream story, continues to be. At 48, not many people know this, but at 48, Bernie Marcus was fired from his job. And at 52, he started Home Depot with just two stores in Atlanta. So he knows what it's like to be a small business and an entrepreneur. And today it employs over 400,000 hardworking Americans. It's an amazing story.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. So take us into this story. You write, last week's Democratic presidential primary debates struck mostly to the expected script. Candidates called for socialized health care, dramatically higher taxes, and vastly expanded government intervention in the economy. But you picked up on the same thing a lot of the networks noticed, even the liberal networks. They asked them this question about giving illegal immigrants health care, and all these hands went up. And I was just thinking, wow, I'm not sure that's where the United States is right now. What did you think?
Well, I couldn't agree more. It was actually such a powerful picture. And quite frankly, you know what that saying goes, a picture's worth a thousand words. I mean, it's amazing to see. I mean, that's literally what they are proposing. I really do not believe that the American public is good with the idea of taking taxpayer dollars from hardworking Americans and transferring that over not to other Americans that, you know, are in need, but to illegal immigrants. I just don't understand that. I just don't think that that's what we're going to. Look, my heart goes out for all of those people. I'm a Christian myself and a loving person, but I just don't see how that is considered right. I just don't understand that.
And this is after they kind of went around the room and talked about, oh, and should we change this from a felony to just a civil crime? I mean, essentially getting a decriminalization of anyone who comes into the country, and then asking, should they have to go home? And they said no.
Right, right. And my understanding, again, and I'm not a legal scholar, but my understanding is basically like a jaywalking ticket, which is unbelievable. I mean, it is a crime. My parents were immigrants. I support, obviously, immigrants. I mean, I'm the son of an immigrant, right? And I think many of us are across this country, and we respect it. But there is a legal system in which I think we all agree is the way that we need to operate in it. I mean, if we just completely allow for, you know, in some cases what some of these candidates were saying, where you tear down completely the walls and allow complete free migration in, we'll have chaos in this country. We can't handle that. And I think our first priority is to our hardworking American citizens in this country and the immigrants that have come through in a legal fashion. I don't see what's wrong with that. Across the world, every country has that form of legal migration and on their books. I don't see why we should be the only ones that allow for everybody to come in ad hoc and randomly.
So when you sit down with someone who believes this and you have a conversation and you kind of went up close for a second mentioning your faith, some use the faith community to say, you know, we're all humans. We have this one opportunity at life. If someone's suffering from one side of a line and somebody isn't, how can we not help them, bring them in, make them our brother? You know, it kind of goes down that path. But then there's others who say, no, it doesn't. It's about building a bigger Democrat Party and then bigger government control, that there's a deeper thought to it. What do you think is the reason behind that whole group raising their hands up like that to push for this kind of influx of people, not make them be legal, give them health care, and add to that free college, health care for all? What is happening? What has changed?
Well, you know, I mean, it's I was around the Georgia elections, the gubernatorial elections just recently with Stacey Abrams, and I think many of us have probably saw that clip where, you know, she says we should give the right to vote to legal immigrants. And I just didn't understand that, right? And so you start kind of scratching your head a little bit and go, is this kind of the path why they're taking folks down that path, right? Which is to be able to garner more votes for their elections. I mean, you start becoming kind of cynical, right? And you go, is this really the truth? I mean, is you know, uncovered, which always seems to be in some kind of a hidden camera. I guess thank goodness for mobile phones, right, that actually capture some of these real stories and real intents.
Yeah. What about the other socialist concepts? And I briefly mentioned that they talk about many of these candidates are for, you know, 70% wealth tax. They want to bring back the death tax. Some talk about a VAT tax and forced closing of all private insurance and have to come on the government plan. Others are not. But what's that about?
Well, and that's the thing. We saw Elizabeth Warren, we saw Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, the true kind of socialists, I think, of the Democrat Party here. And some of the moderators, like Savannah Guthrie, I know was some of her opening questions. You know, there was one question, I think, that said, how do you kind of justify some of these massively socialist left-wing programs when 71% of Americans, for example, say the economy is doing well, including 60% of Democrats? And all they kept coming back to were the same talking points, right? Which, I mean, it is basically what they're trying to basically do, in my opinion, my humble opinion here, is that the economy is just humming along. I mean, because of the programs and the ideals that President Trump and the administration put forth, which are really simple, but we know work, it's lower taxes and less red tape. Those two things alone have been a tremendous boon to this economy, right? They can't talk about it. They won't talk about it because when you start looking at the numbers don't work in their advantage, right? So they just create this false reality, this false narrative. Because if you look at the reality is unemployment is at record lows. We saw some of the most recent numbers. We haven't seen numbers like this since 1969, right, when man first walked on the moon,
for heaven's sake. And we've got that anniversary right, coming right up. But the Democrats turn around and say things like, well, it's working for the top 1%. They're the dividers. They like to say it's not working for the rest of people. But the facts...
I know, that's the crazy stuff we're talking about. I mean, let's start with unemployment rates. Again, I mentioned the rate for Americans, for example, without a high school education, supposedly the group that's getting completely shafted, according to the left, right? Those are hovering at near record lows. For those with disabilities, 20%, you know, it's fallen by more than 20% over the last year, the lowest record level. Wages, for example, especially non-supervisory, that's what it's called, I guess, the blue-collar wages, those are up over 3% year over year. I mean, wage growth has been some of the strongest that it's ever been, especially amongst, you know, minorities, for example, blacks, Hispanics, you know, even you know, people without high school education.
Right.
These numbers continue to roll.
They really
in a
do.
Very, very positive way.
Very much so. Alfredo Ortiz is with us, joining us, CEO of the Job Creators Network. Talk with us a moment about if they got their way, if indeed they could roll in all these social programs, Medicare for all. You couldn't have your doctor. Some of them last week talked about forgetting, you know, billions of dollars in student loan debt. College ought to be free. Tax transactions on Wall Street, as one of them likes to say. What would happen? Paint a picture of what happens if we do all that.
Look, I mean, everything that we are enjoying and benefiting from right now, all these record low unemployment numbers, record number of people working, 160 plus million people, you know, hardworking Americans working, we really believe that is going to be impacted in a tremendously negative way in this country you know, you saw Kamala Harris, for example, she claimed that the economy is not working for the working people, right? And it's fine if you own stocks. Well, it's like she doesn't realize this or remember, or quite frankly, doesn't want to tell the American public the truth. Two-thirds of Americans, nearly 70% of Americans age 30 to 64 own stocks. And they're feeling great because their 401k, their futures are looking pretty darn good right now, right? And you know, you look at consumer confidence. All that's going to be shaken if this comes about. You know, we actually, really quickly, I want to point out, on Thursday night, we actually ran a really powerful ad that featured one of our members who is a survivor of socialism. Her family is a survivor of socialism. Her name is Dina Rubio, a Florida small business owner, restaurateur, and they fled Nicaragua during the 1980s. And she is deeply concerned, for example, about the Democrat socialist agenda. And she says it best in that video, and people can find that on capitalismcreates.com. It's capitalismcreates.com. They can find her message there because her message is, this is the way it starts. This is what they start telling the people. And eventually it does become socialism. It does become Nicaragua. She is deathly afraid that what she saw in Nicaragua, what her family fled, is what's starting to bubble up here. And we have to push back on this message. And, you know, I also have to say there are people out there who say, don't use the word capitalism. It's a bad word. It polls bad, right? Use the word free enterprise. Well, guess what? What do you think the word socialism polled 20 years ago? But the left is so meticulous about pushing their message forward little by little by little by little. And now socialism is actually a good word. It's not social good, according to everybody, right? Yeah. That's because the left, the Democrats, have redefined that word. I say we take that word capitalism and we go full bore until we double down on it. And we actually say that the answer to our country's problems, because we're not a perfect country. Every country's got problems, right? But the answer is not socialism. The answer is more capitalism, right? It's more free enterprise. It's allowing that entrepreneurialism that has been the cornerstone of our country to allow it to freely flow across the veins of America. Mm-hmm. And we believe that that's what we need to be fighting for, and that is what Job Creators Network is fighting for. And it's stories like Dina Rubio. We need more of those out there, and we're going to continue pushing those stories out there because that's the truth, and that's what we're going to be facing if we allow the socialist agenda to take over starting next year.
Alfredo Ortiz is the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
AM 870, The Answer.
Up next, The Barack Lurie Show. This week, Barack will discuss the news and then his theme. We understand that every animal, every insect has some sort of role in nature, but we rarely think to ask about our own individual purpose. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.